Well, guys, they totally have destroyed Game of Thrones with the latest episode, season 8, episode 5. We get even more out of character stuff, a lot of random stuff that happened that just doesn't make sense. But I do want to start off this video with a little bit of the positives. Acting top notch in this particular episode, especially with Emilia Clarke. She was super good as Daenerys. Although there are some stuff with her later on in the episode that just is kind of like whatever. She kind of goes like full Captain Marvel, like the most powerful thing in the entire like universe apparently. But her like seeing her descent into madness was really cool. She does a really good job with like her facial expressions and stuff in the episode. Like her delivery stuff is really good. There's a cat back there playing. He's pretty rambunctious today. Yeah, so Daenerys, really good in this episode. He's on another level today. Daenerys is really good in this episode. And pretty much all the acting is good, with the exception of Cersei, because the material doesn't really give her much to do in this particular episode. So she really like it, she spends the whole episode crying. But on with the goods. The stuff where she has to confront Varys about spreading the rumors, or not the rumors, but the truths about Jon being Aegon Targaryen, because Tyrion rats him out. I didn't like the fact that Tyrion ratted him out, but I did like the interactions between Daenerys, Varys, and like everybody in that scene is like really good, because it's like everybody knows what's gonna happen, and Varys just, very quietly, he takes off his stuff, he goes, and he's gonna get Dracarys'd. So that stuff was really good. There's a scene later, actually I think it's right after that, where Tyrion goes to visit Jaime, because they've captured Jaime trying to get into King's Landing, right? And you really get the sense of like love between the two brothers, between Jaime and Tyrion. Tyrion mostly is the one conveying the affection, but it's really touching, really gripping. I really liked it. Peter Dinklage in this particular scene is fantastic. You really get the sense of emotion, of the character, like how his brother was the main reason that, like he says in the episode, Jamie is the reason that he survived his whole childhood. Jamie always had his back, and Tyrion's now gonna have Jamie's back, and he's gonna break him out, regardless of the consequences that are gonna happen to him, which I think is gonna play a key in the next final episode. Another one that I really liked. I was kind of on the fence about it, but the more I thought about it, and after I re went back and rewatched the Clegane Bowl. Between the Hound and the Mountain. It's a great combat scene. It's something that we've been wanting since the beginning, since we first learned the story of the Hound and the Mountain. To see them square off was really cool. It was a nice little fan service thing for us in this episode. But that's pretty much all we get as far as fan service in this episode. Although the scene itself is pretty good. The makeup for me on the Mountain was just horrendous. They made him look so terrible, even when when he takes his armor off. It's just the makeup, everything about it just looks bad. He looks like Varys if Varys was the Mountain. So it was really like it really turned me off to the scene at first. But once I went back and watched it again with a more keen eye, I did enjoy it. Overall, it's a shame that we didn't get the Hound surviving. I wanted like a Hound Arya like buddy cop kind of thing where they just travel Westeros and like slay bad guys. That's what I wanted in the future, but we're not gonna get that. The Hound ends up killing the Mountain by pushing they you know he pushes him off of off the Red Keep, and they both die in a fire. We assume there's a lot of like assumed deaths, right? So that those are two there. But my biggest problem in this episode is, aside from Daenerys being like super overpowered, she pretty much takes over all of King's Landing by herself single-handedly, right? Her dragons destroy like 100 ships. They destroy every single scorpion along all the walls of King's Landing. It's just really ridiculous. It's like like they hit the scorpions with like the giant nerf, like post patch, like you can't use scorpions anymore. I felt like I was playing like Destiny or something. But seriously, like none of those guys could hit a shot on Drogon. Like, hello, you got 100 of these guys. You shot 5 shots at Rhaegal, and you were able to hit him 3 goddamn times. You're telling me with 100 ships, you can't hit one gigantic dragon that's bigger than Rhaegal? It was a little unbelievable, really ridiculous. The fact that she's able to take out all the scorpions along the wall was really stupid. And then to top it all off, the Golden Company that was teased at the end of season 7, like this, oh my God, she's gonna have the Golden Company. Well, Daenerys destroys them in one blast. Like they hear a rumbling and they turn around and the wall explodes from the inside out and destroys all of the Golden Company. I stopped and I looked at my wife and I was like, this is ridiculous. And this is like maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes into the episode. So we still had a long way to go. And it was just like it was like the silliest writing that I've ever seen. Like they just made Daenerys look so overpowered after we made such a big freaking deal about these scorpions. Like, oh my God, they can kill dragons. She has to keep her Drogon away when they did the meeting at the wall. Like, and now she can just, destroy them. Why didn't she just do that in the previous episode? But you know what the real solution is? The solution is not make the scorpions as goddamn strong. Don't kill Rhaegal. That's the solution here. Oh my God. Like seeing this level of writing in a show that I love is ridiculous, and I feel like I'm pretty much done. Like I just want the next episode to come out, and I will like I have a feeling it's just going to be terrible. But anyway, let's continue on. So we had that, Daenerys being overpowered. Another thing that I did not enjoy in this episode was Jaime's arc. So Jaime, with the help of Tyrion, escapes from Daenerys's camp, and goes into King's Landing. And Tyrion has told him about the secret passages beneath the Red Keep to get to the throne room and blah blah blah, the ones that he used to escape previously with Varys. So Jaime is trying desperately to get into the Red Keep, right? And he can't get in. There's a lot of people. It's blocked off. The guards seal off the door, so he has to go and try and find another passage. And it just so happens, right after Daenerys has destroyed all the ships, Euron Greyjoy, his ship is destroyed. He jumps in the ocean, whatever. Right? They just so happen to be on the exact same little stretch of beach, like where Tyrion has told him the secret passages are. And they're both there and they have a battle. It's like so unbelievable. So, like, you mean to tell me this dude swam from his ship, which is probably, I don't know, like maybe a mile out, maybe not that far, but at least half a mile out, right? He swam all the way to this little tiny beach. He knew exactly where it was, and Jamie just so happens to run into him. It's so sloppy of writing that I felt like a child could write this. Like, oh, well, we need to have Jamie fight this guy who was sleeping with his sister that he's in love with. Like, no, come on, man. And then, of all things, Euron Greyjoy is able to wound Jamie enough that he's eventually gonna die. Right, so he gets stabbed. He's wheezing. Obviously, he's like punctured a lung or something, right? And then he lets Jamie walk around and stumble around trying to get another sword, and he stabs him again. So he stabs him 2 times, and then Jamie eventually, he kills him. And in his dying breath, Euron Greyjoy, who we assume is dead at this point, right? We don't get a confirmation of him stopping breathing or dying. And that's the thing. Another thing in this episode is like characters, we have to just assume they're dead, right? Like we don't get like a scene of them like Ned Stark, he's dead, right? They chopped his head off, put it on a pike, he's dead, right? Joffrey, he was poisoned, we know he's dead, right? We don't get any of that in this episode. So we got the Hound in the Mountain, they fall off the Red Keep, we assume they're dead. We don't see them die. We assume they're dead. Now with Jaime, he stabs Euron Greyjoy in the stomach, right? Right in the stomach. And obviously, he should be dead. Well, in his last breath, he looks up literally like at the camera, right? Like the camera is on his face and he goes, "I killed Jaime Lannister." And it's just like the ultimate, like everybody wants Jaime to be the one to kill Cersei in this episode. Spoilers. he does not kill Cersei in this episode. So everybody that was trying to defend his decision for leaving Brienne in the previous episode, you guys can go fuck yourselves, because these guys are shitty writers, and we saw this coming from a mile away. So Euron basically is the character that's saying, F you to the fans, we're not going to give you what you want, basically. So Jaime's mortally wounded, right? He's stabbed in the side. He still has enough strength, though, to get all the way up to where Cersei is, right? And this is after the Clegane Bowl, the mountain already killed Qyburn. He friggin' smashes his head. His brain explodes to the back of his head. And Cersei just, like, kind of like, I'm out of here. Like, just, you know, kind of goes around him and goes down the stairs and gets out. Meanwhile, okay, sorry, I have to interject here. Meanwhile, in the scene previous to the mountain and Hound face-off, right? The Hound convinces Arya not to go and kill Cersei. The dumbest thing ever. Arya is already, like, a better warrior than the Hound is. She killed an entire family of people, the Freys, right? She's killed, I don't know how many countless people. She's the only one on the show, aside from Bran, who has, like, some sort of magical power. She can turn into basically anybody that she wants, right? She's the most well-equipped to actually kill somebody in the show. And somehow she is so easily convinced by the Hound. Oh, don't be like me. Look what happens when you just seek revenge. This was the final person on her list. Like, Cersei is the final person on her list, I think, right? Think about how much more satisfying it would have been for Arya to kill Cersei than the ending that we actually got, which is coming up. But Arya just leaves. She just leaves the Red Keep. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, she just agrees with him. She's like, thank you, Sandor. Like, she calls him by his real name, not like the Hound, which was cool, but it's like, this dude's not that convincing, for one, and for two, you're a way better warrior than he is. If anybody stands a chance against the Mountain, it would have been Arya and the Hound together. But anyway, so Arya literally spends the entire episode trying to get into the Red Keep just to get turned around and walks right back out. And then she has to deal with, like, all of the people out in the streets. It's like her storyline in this episode is so stupid. It's probably one of the dumbest in the show, in the episode. But anyway, so back to Jaime. Jaime eventually he gets to Cersei and they hug, and you think that, like, something's going to happen, like maybe he will, like, kill her to end everything and, you know, whatever, but at this point we've already gone, like, off the cliff already. And Jaime and Cersei, they go back out the way that Jaime came, right? To try and escape. Well, the passage is already blocked, right? And then you can see in the background the passage that they came from, like, that leads back out to the Red Keep, is it rubble falls behind it, and they hug and they embrace, and Cersei the whole time is, like, crying and bawling, like, totally out of character stuff. I don't want to die, I don't want my baby to die, and blah blah blah, like, so out of character for Cersei. Like, she's the freaking the Wicked Witch, you know what I mean? Like, she's supposed to be the ultimate bad guy, but whatever. I was hoping for something like, they, you know, Jaime would be able to put her on the boat, and we would get kind of like a mirror of Daenerys' story later on, where, like, the child of Cersei is raised by Cersei to seek revenge, blah, blah, blah. That could have been something cool, like, if they ever wanted to do, like, I don't know, something down the line. But that would have been a really cool mirror. But anyway, so nobody kills Cersei. Like, they hug, and you see, like, pieces of the ceiling pieces of the ceiling start falling to the ground around them, and then all of a sudden the whole scene goes black, to assume, like, rubble is supposed to be falling on them. And so we don't even get to see them, like, officially die, right? Another two characters, so that's already five characters so far that we haven't officially seen, like, okay, their body is lifeless on the ground. That's the Hound, the Mountain, Euron Greyjoy, Jaime, and now Cersei. So we don't get any, like, definitive deaths. We get assumed deaths, which, don't get me wrong, they're highly assumed. Like, they freaking fell from the top of a castle. The Hound and the Mountain are most likely dead, right? Euron Greyjoy, most likely dead. He got stabbed in the gut. That's usually a death wound. And then these guys get buried alive. So we assume that all five of these characters are dead. And throughout all this, while all this is going on, Arya's trying to get out of the city, right? She's interacting with all these, like, civilian people, like like they're basically like NPCs in a video game. And she's trying to save this mother and daughter, like, oh, you guys have to leave, like, you can't stay here because the, you know, everything's collapsing, like Daenerys is friggin' destroying everything, which is totally also out of character for Daenerys from the arc that she's had. People are trying to, online are trying to defend her actions, like, oh, well, she killed these masters and these slavers, but Daenerys has never, like, hurt innocent people before, you know what I mean? Like, she's the breaker of chains, like, she is she wanted to be different, like, than previous rulers and be like a person of the people and like be like the defender of the innocent, basically. Like, she's like one of the heroes, and they haven't done anything up to this point to set her up to be like, oh, well, she's willing to sacrifice innocent people to get what she wants. But the fact is, she already had what she wanted. The city was already surrendering, and she continued to burn and 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 destroy buildings and burn children and burn wives and husbands and women and children and dogs and cats and friggin' chocobos and whatever. Like, she just burned everything to the ground. It's so stupid. Like, because she heard some bells? Like, the bells are the real bad guy? Does she have, like, some sort of PTSD that we don't know about? That, like, I don't know. Like, she was freaking harassed by a guy with a bell, you know, throughout her childhood or something? I don't know. Like, it's not expanded upon. Like, she hears the bells and, like, the look on her face is, like, she gets, like, this little, like, look on her face. And she just, like, has Drogon go and fly and, like, start burning the shit out of everything. And it's, like, totally out of character. She would, like... She is not the character that would have harmed innocent people. And we've established that up to this point. Yes, she's willing to do what it takes, but that's only if you are on, like, if you're on her bad side, she'll do what it takes, obviously, to get rid of you. But these are innocent people. It's not like they freaking shot at her dragon or, like, were trying to fight her army. And then we get another piece of shit guy, Grey Worm, who freaking attacks, like, guys who were surrendering. He freaking throws a spear in a dude that already had thrown his sword down to surrender because they heard the bells and they knew they were surrendering. And this motherfucker threw his spear into a guy I was just like, what? I understand they lost Missandei, but, like, it's just very, very quick turn of characters. Like, Grey Worm... Like, Daenerys, like, it doesn't make any sense. The only one who's consistent is Jon Snow, but even him, they've turned him into basically a yes-man for Daenerys up to this point. I think that in the next episode, he's gonna have some sort of change, and he might actually be the one to put, you know, steel to flesh, with Daenerys, but we'll see. But yeah, I mean, this episode was just... I don't want to say this episode was bad, because it's not a bad episode, but it suffers from more of the issue that we have nowadays, where it's the spectacle. Like, we got to see a fucking dragon burning a city, and, like, we're willing to overlook all of these small things. Like, this whole season has been really, really bad. Like between the coffee cups thing, the freaking out of character stuff, Night King being a bitch, fan service-y stuff. And you know what really makes me mad? Is the Brienne thing. Like, so Jaime was in love with Cersei the whole time, and it makes Jaime's character super fucking scummy to sleep with Brienne, even though he's in love with Cersei. That is real fucking, like, super scumbag, like, behavior. And the whole time he's been on an arc of redemption, and we just threw that out the window because, oh, he's in love with Cersei. He needs to die with Cersei. This is just the writing is the problem here. Like, obviously they don't have the source material anymore. Like, they can't be like, oh, let's go back and check the book. What does the book say is supposed to happen? So they can, you know, bounce things off. What do they have? They had a conversation with George R.R. Martin and got some notes as to what he had in mind for the ending. Obviously he's a writer, things are going to change if it was a tentative plan. I don't know, whatever. I'm rambling now. I don't want to badmouth these guys, but I don't think that they are strong enough writers to be able to do something of this caliber. And I didn't want to believe it after the Long Night episode. I didn't want to believe it. Like, I was like, okay, you know what? They're just in a rush. But then we got, you know, the next episode. And then this episode. And it's just like, okay, obviously they're incapable of handling a show of this magnitude without source material.
Well, that's it, guys. That concludes another episode of the OB Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at DatBoyOB to get all the latest updates on the podcast, the YouTube channel, or the Twitch channel. And guys, I'll see you on the next one. Have a good day. Bye.